We're here talking with Sylvia Brown of Rhode Island's storied Brown family. Her new book is about her family and the American philanthropic impulse entitled Grappling with Legacy. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, Scott. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you. Every family, of course, has its own dynamic, and in your family, it's fairly interesting. You're one of really most illustrious and storied families in Rhode Island. But in recent years, obviously, as Brown University went back to look at the history of slavery, it seems that a lot of the folks there looked at your family and basically said, well, these people were all slave traders. And you talk in 2004, one of the motivations for writing this book was that you were at a steering committee meeting on slavery and justice, and an author and college professor, Joanne Pope Mellish, condemned, quote, each of my 18th century ancestors, without exception, saying there were no good Browns. What was that about?
Yeah, that felt like a punch in the stomach.
I can imagine.
It was the first public forum of the Committee on Slavery and Justice, and it left me dumbstruck because I had been raised to admire my grandfather, who called himself a professional philanthropist, my father, who just 10 years earlier had given his inheritance to Brown University by paying for the restoration of the Nightingale Brown House. And to hear this really coming out of left field was a blow.
You know, Rhode Islanders were heavily involved in the slave trade, and particularly the Bristol Bays to Wolves were much more involved than the Browns. One of the big takeaways that I got, and I think readers will get from this book, is this eternal question of whether it's fair to apply the values and mores of today to events that were three or four centuries ago, and how do we react today?
Well, we obviously have to study the past, and then we really have to decide what we're going to do using that knowledge to solve the problems of the present. I am much more concerned about the 45 million slaves in the world today and racial tensions and economic dislocation that's driving thousands of people each week into the hands of traffickers.
You know, even in colonial days, there were differences among the Browns. It's become a familiar story, but one that you really take a deep dive into. You know how your ancestor John Brown defended and participated in slavery for pretty much his entire life, yet his brother Moses Brown becomes a Quaker and a leading abolitionist. And later generations of Browns were also active in the anti-slavery movement. Things are much more complicated than some of the campus sloganeering we see these days, aren't they?
Yes. And what I tried to do in the book was to ask, what was it like to be the son or nephew of John and Moses Brown? And how did their actions affect the next generations? That's why my book is called Grappling with Legacy. How do we deal with the actions of our ancestors? But then how do we trace our own path through life and how different generations approach different issues in different ways? Some of my ancestors were visionary and innovative, others a little bit more traditional. What has been fascinating and where I am in a very privileged position is I can look at 11 generations and analyze how different people acted in different ways.
I'm talking with Sylvia Brown, the author of a new book on her storied family, Rhode Island's Brown family. It's called Grappling with Legacy. I'm wondering, what are your views on reparations? We hear a lot about this on and off over the years.
It's a very tricky and thorny topic. Personally, I do not believe in atonement and reparations. I believe in taking the lessons of the past and trying to lead as purposeful and impactful a life as possible, and that's how I try to lead my life. But I think it's terribly difficult to judge the past, and I was acutely conscious of this writing my book, that I could not judge my ancestors through the eyes of today.
Your father sold the antique desk where you did your homework as a child for $12 million. Now, he used that money to restore your family home, the Nightingale Brown House, and donate it and set up a foundation and an endowment to Brown University. In light of the way the slavery study at Brown sullied your family name. Do you have any regrets about your father giving away not just his inheritance, but your inheritance to the university?
Well, first of all, I have huge admiration for my father's gesture. I don't think there are a lot of people in America who give away, you know, more than their net worth
That's true.
In a donation. Yes, I regret that the Brown study was so focused on the Brown family, who were not representative. They were successful merchants in an era when the economy was fueled by the slave trade. But turning the family into the poster children for the evils of the slave trade was somewhat unfortunate, and that was due to partly shoddy scholarship, partly oversimplification, partly the need to have things...
To find
just
a boogeyman? Was
find
that
a boogeyman,
it?
And things need to be good guy, bad guy, black
right.
and white.
Your hero or your villain, in other words.
And I think probably also because our family archive is the largest family business archive in America. So all the papers were right there on Brown campus. It was a lot easier to look those up than to do an investigation on the so-called 240 families that were involved in the slave trade in Rhode Island.
As I read your book, I was taken by the remarkable granular level of research you did. You're not a professional historian. How did you accomplish this? How did you start?
Well, it took me 12 years, and I was very lucky to get help from some very eminent historians. And also, I had to hire some professionals to help me decipher letters that were written in the 18th and 19th century. I was very, very grateful when the typewriter was invented, because then I could read the letters myself.
Well, thank you, Sylvia Brown. The book is Grappling with a Legacy. It's a fascinating book, a great piece of research. Thank you for being here. And it's available?
It's available at www.grapplingwithlegacy.com, Amazon, and independent bookstores in Rhode Island.
Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you.